are tolerate,
mitigate, immigrate,
sequential,
that we do one first and then other.
But sometimes people just, when the limit of tolerating is crossed, and they are so angry that they cannot mitigate, they just want to immigrate, they want to just quit entirely. So it has become pressure pusher cooker that is now exploding practically. So yes, I wouldn't say that these are necessarily sequential. They can also be parallel or they can also be independent. What I mean is that they all can be pursued with the purpose of serving Krishna. So for example, practically everybody, throughout the week they work, the weekend they need a break. But now many people, they don't talk about the work now, just need a break. So in a sense, what are we doing? We are immigrating. The work is having some trouble, is a burden for us. We are willing to face it, but not throughout our life. I need some break. So maybe at the weekend it's a break. Maybe once a year, twice a year, we go for some other places, travel away. That's also a break. So it's not that emigration in a sense has to be permanent. It can be also temporary withdrawal from that situation. It can also help us recharge our batteries and help us to come back and deal with the situation. So, if there is some conflict, is it that we just have to tolerate or should we try to mitigate? Yeah, I think mitigating is clarifying with each other, communicating honestly and sensitively. Not just honest means I convey my feelings clearly, but I also have to be considerate about other person, how they are going to feel. So we are sensitive also. But communication is very important. And if communication is not there, that basically we could say that in the other person there can be three broad things. There are some things we can change with a little effort, some things which changing them requires a huge effort, and some things that they just don't want to change. So now if something that is troubling us is in the first category, and with a little effort they can change it. But we don't communicate only and we keep tolerating and say, I tolerated so much for you. You know, that is not a big deal, I could have changed it earlier only. So, then something which is very difficult for them to change, then we may have to tolerate that. But this communicating helps us understand where that person is coming from. And some people may say, no, there's nothing wrong with me. You know. So, I was at a place and, you know, everybody had problems with that authority. This authority shouts at everyone. They just shouts terribly at me. And I was talking with that authority. Saying, if they listened to what I told, I would have to shout at them. So, yeah, even if they listen, you don't have to shout. You can communicate properly. But rather than accepting any responsibility that I was doing something wrong, it's because they are not doing right, that's why I'm shouting. Well, that may not be the best way to work. So that means there is no intention to change only. There is not even acknowledgement that there is something needs to be changed. So through communication, where that person is coming from becomes clear. So we could say communication is a part of mitigation. Again, when I talk about these three alternatives, it's as I said, they may not be watertight also. And sometimes say one particular measure that is done, that is part tolerance, part mitigation. Or sometimes it may be part tolerance and maybe part immigration also. So these two things, you decide that, okay, we are working together. You know, this finances, I will take care. You know, this aesthetics, you take care. This, you take. This is your department. This is my department. Everybody needs their, in Sanskrit, it's called Kshetra. Kshetra is sphere of influence, sphere of control. So sometimes we will demarcate the areas of control. And then that is not exactly emigration. But still, that is like, we create some distance. So that also helps. So these are just, I would say, tolerate, mitigate, immigrate are broad guidelines. At the practical level, the boundaries between them may be porous. So we have to basically make sure that the issue is resolved. Either the issue is resolved through tolerance, or through mitigating, or through immigrating. That the issue has to be addressed. Does that answer your question? Okay. So, can you talk personally? Great time. So